Detroit Smash! This is Deku, and you're listening to the Tangles Cast!
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 62 of the Tanglecast, the official podcast for Beneath the Tangles. If you're listening and you like what we do, hit that pause button, subscribe, and leave us a comment. We would love to engage with all you guys. We're the Tanglecast. My name is Holly, your host for this episode, and we have David.
Yo, yo.
And Peter.
Hello, guys.
Last episode, we recorded live at ACON, a huge anime con in Dallas. We've got responses from various cosplayers for our cast question, an interview with Phil Mizuno, who's a renowned international local cosplayer from Toronto, and a scoop on David and my experience at ACON. So if you guys are interested in anime conventions and cosplay, go check it out. Our podcast team has been taking a break as we reorganize and restructure. Starting in October, we will be doing two podcasts a month at the second and fourth Tuesdays. We are going to take September to really get down our schedules and be able to plan out the rest of the year. But don't worry, we will still have an episode for you guys. In honor of our blog, we are doing a Ghibli Month special during September, so we as a podcast will cover a Ghibli movie. Yay! Woohoo! So before we jump into this episode, we'll take a brief moment to cover what we have been doing and what we have been watching during the break. So Peter, what have you been doing?
So if you guys didn't notice, I was not in the last episode. And that is because I've been in the grand city of New York.
New York!
Country jungle.
Concrete
where dreams
jungle.
Are made of.
Tomatoes, yes. Yeah, I was there kind of on a work vacation, and so I wasn't able to join the rest of the podcast team for ACON, but I know they had a great time.
Yeah, we missed you, man.
Oh, I missed myself too.
What?
just kidding. But for what I've been watching, I've been watching pretty much everything that everyone else has been watching, but this season I've been watching a lot less than I usually have, only watching, you know, Demon Slayer, Mix, I don't remember what else, Dr. Stone.
I thought you were interested in the Quartet one, right? Isekai Quartet?
That one's actually over.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that finished last season.
What about the Vinland Saga one?
Oh, yeah, Vinland Saga. Yeah. Okay, maybe I have been watching a lot, but maybe I just haven't noticed that it's been a lot.
So I've been finishing up my summer school and, you know, I also have another part-time job and I also work at church. And so it's been really busy for me and I haven't had that much time to watch anime. So for me, I've only watched Demon Slayer and there's one other one that I've been watching. What is it? Oh yeah, it's Dr. Stone. That's what it was. It's Dr. Stone. Okay. So yeah, I've been watching only two anime, Dr. Stone, and there's this other one. Oh, yeah, it's this one that we're doing our episode on today, Demon Slayer. Yeah,
Hey, what's going on, David?
My mind is blanking. It's a little bit late. Well, so that's what I've been doing. It's been just really busy with school and with work and with church. And so I think it's awesome that we're going to have this time to rest, or we had this time to rest, and we're going to get this time in September to really plan out how we want to move forward with the podcast. I think it's going to be able to help us develop some really good content in order to give to all you guys.
Yeah, I personally needed that rest because I just finished pharmacy school. So I had to study for my board exams, go through training for my first job, and everything just happened all of a sudden. So yeah, that's why I didn't really get time to commit to more than one anime. Right now, all I've been watching was actually Demon Slayer 2. And then the rest of the time, I spent watching Running Man and YouTube Let's Plays. Now let's move on to our cast question. For those joining us for the first time and don't know what's going on, basically we, as a cast, answer a question and then open it up to you guys to submit your answers as well. If you were able to modify one part of your body, what would it be?
Ooh, what do you mean by modify?
So initially I was thinking like it has to be realistic, but then I don't think that would be fun, right?
So, like, could I sprout wings or something?
I mean, I think maybe if you made it, like a, I don't know what that character was, like, when he attached the wings to his body.
Okay, so we can put, like, modification even onto, like, a body.
On your body, yeah.
Okay. Is there something you can do to make your brain work better? Some sort
like
of modification.
Amplifying your brain.
Your brain power, yeah. To where you can think quicker.
100%?
What about that movie Limitless when he takes that pill?
Oh, right.
He gets like super smart.
I'm not sure if that's really like manipulating part of your body though.
But is that what you want, David? Is that what you want?
You know, technically we do use 100% of our brain when we have seizures.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Fun fact.
Yeah, fun fact. Actually, I don't know if it's a complete fact, but we do use a lot of our brain during the seizure. That's kind of what's happening. Mm. Everything lights up.
So you want to use 100% of your brain?
You know what? I think I'll just go with like having a mech arm or something. So it'd be like Edward Eric from Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Like a gun? You want... Oh.
It doesn't have to be a gun.
It doesn't have to be a gun.
Like
okay.
A mechanical arm, yeah.
Okay. How are you going to fit your ring on your ring finger?
Well, if you saw, somehow, I raised my right arm, so I would want my right arm to be the mechanical arm. But it would be okay. So dexterous that I could still play guitar with it.
Okay. How about Peter?
I would... probably something kind of realistic and not realistic together would be to have like, you know, that guy in My Hero who can run really fast, Ida.
Bro, I just thought of that after I said my like calf modification or something.
Yeah, I would do something like that. I've actually been kind of into jogging and running. Before I just got runner's knee, my roommate and friend in New York got me into jogging a lot. And then we jogged too much and then I hurt myself. And so I would want that. So one, I could continue that. But two, I could do it in like super long distances or go places really fast while running.
Wouldn't you rather fly?
Can I change my answer? I have one that's practical use too that I would actually really, really like.
Okay, what is it?
I want perfect vision.
Oh!
It's like super annoying to have to wear glasses. And I love sports. And with having glasses, sports just don't go well with that, you know? I think it'd be so much better for me if I could just have good vision.
David, LASIK.
Contacts.
I know. Contacts. So maybe in the future, LASIK might be the solution. Contacts is kind of hard for me just because I have the bumps in my eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, for me,
so that's what I want to do. That's what I want. I want perfect 20/20 vision.
Okay. I mean, I think mine's cooler though. I want to somehow modify my lungs so that I can breathe under any type of liquid. Like I was going to say water, but then what if someone pours something else in the water, you know?
Oh, so you can breathe under Sprite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would be so painful. I would be so gassy. There's so much air bubbles.
Does that make you like immune to, you know, things that you can breathe in?
So, like, lung diseases, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, like... not sure. If, like any kind of liquid. What if someone like poured you into like bleach?
I think my skin would
Oh, that's
my
true.
Other part of my body would get affected before my lungs.
I guess it's because I'm thinking about like a mixture of. Do you guys watch My Hero or recently?
I watched it before, but I don't remember.
Are you talking about the bug type girl that squirts green goo? Toxic green?
Not really. My kind of thinking right now is not very cohesive, but it's the guy who can like go through stuff. And then I was thinking like, oh, what if you can just like swim through everything?
You can swim through the time space dimension.
Yes.
You can breathe while you do that.
Okay, I didn't mean it to go that far. I just wanted my lungs to be able to breathe underwater.
So you can breathe underwater.
Yeah, that's all. Okay, let's move on to our next section. It's going to be regarding our weight loss competition results. So if David, you can take it away.
Yeah, sure. Shouldn't we remind the people, the listeners, that they could also answer the cast question?
Yes.
And send their responses?
So yeah, if you guys would also like to respond to our cast question, comment and let us know what you would want to modify on your body.
So I know a lot of people have been waiting for this. This battle between Holly and Tweak that happened during June and July. They had 2 months to both lose weight. And the way that we're going to measure it for the competition was by weight loss percentage. We also decided at the beginning that there would be a punishment for the one who lost the least amount of weight as an incentive to lose more. And we're going to reveal that punishment was to dance to the chorus of Twice's song, What is Love?
What is love?
And so, are you guys ready to hear the winner of the competition?
Well, yeah.
Please.
Kind of. Just a little.
Here, I'll give you an out here, Holly. How about no matter who wins and loses, both of you guys do the dance?
Wait, why are you even giving me this option? Because, you know,
I just want to throw it out to you here.
You know,
just offering it to you, just in case
I
want to take it.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think I have a good feeling that I won, but the fact that you're giving me this option kind of strengthens that I won, you know?
Does it strengthen that you won or does it strengthen that you didn't win? Because I want to give you the decision to make. You can make the decision whether or not that both of you guys have to do it together and encourage one another in that or just, you know.
Okay, we'll do it together. No matter who.
Are you sure?
Are you giving me an option? Are you really giving me an option?
Yeah,
right,
you get to choose. You get to choose because you don't know the results.
So only the loser then. Loser.
Only the loser?
Yeah. But if I win, then it's only Tweak. And then if Tweak wins, it's both of us, you know? That's only fair.
Why is that the fair option?
Anyways, let's show us our results.
Show us the results. All right. The winner of the competition is Holly.
Oh my goodness. I knew I was going to win.
With a total weight loss percentage of 9.9% to Charles or Tweaks 7.5%.
I can't believe this.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Oh, what?
So, the verdict is out. Tweak will have to dance to the Twice What Is Love chorus.
Wow. Do I have to do it too? I mean, I guess because I'm such a kind person, I'll do it with Tweak. But he has to put in more effort. Yeah? Do you guys agree?
You should just be his background dancer.
I like that. Yeah, we'll do something like that. I don't know if we'll be together when we're recording, though. Probably separate. But how about you guys? I mean, this was competition between Tweak and I, but I'm pretty sure you guys had personal weight goals too, right?
I'm sure David does, because that's what his whole Instagram's about.
Pressing towards the goal. The goal.
Honestly, I don't have a weight goal. Yeah, I don't have a weight goal. I have a, this is what I want to look like goal for myself.
What's that goal? What does that look like?
I just want to have my abs, like, showing.
Like, all six of them?
All six of them.
All 10 of them, 12 of them.
All, maybe 8 of them, who knows? Maybe I'm genetically...
the genetically 8-packed
I'm
person.
Genetically 8-packed, so who knows? I've never seen it, so I couldn't say. But that's my goal, to have a 6-pack at least.
It's a pretty lofty goal. You're going to have to eat pretty healthy.
Yeah, honestly, 6-pack is achievable by most people as long as they diet regularly and do it healthy and then in the right way.
Peter, do you know if you have a 6-pack or 8-pack?
I know I do because I learned that in school, but it's covered modestly by my fat. But anyways, for me, I had a weight loss goal starting at the beginning of this year. I had gained about maybe 10 pounds since last year, and I got very scared after the holidays because of the weight gain. And then once I moved to New York, I decided to try to lose all that weight. And to my surprise, I did, and more.
Do you know what percentage loss you gained?
Let's see. I can calculate that right now. Percentage lost. About 6.8%.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's pretty good too, yeah.
Yeah, I did a lot of walking in New York, which helped a lot because I had to walk to the gym and walk back from the gym because there was no other way.
That's pretty good, but not as good as my 9-point. What was it, David?
9.9%.
Let's wrap that up and move on to our episode on Demon Slayer. 8.4 on my anime list, ranked 173. The summary goes like this. Since ancient times, rumors have abounded of man-eating demons lurking in the woods. Because of this, the local townsfolk never venture outside at night. Legend has it that a demon slayer also roams the night, hunting down these bloodthirsty demons. For young Tanjiro, these rumors will soon become a harsh reality. Ever since the death of his father, Tanjiro has taken it upon himself to support his family. Although their lives may be hardened by tragedy, they found happiness. But that warmth is shattered one day when Tanjiro finds his family slaughtered, and the lone survivor, his sister, Nezuko, turned into a demon. To his surprise, however, Nezuko still shows signs of human emotion and thought. Thus begins Tanjiro's quest to fight demons and turn his sister human again. So for this main segment, I was thinking that perhaps we can talk about the episodes or scenes that left a huge impression on us. Who wants to go first?
Man, one thing about the episode that stuck out to me is the animation. The animation is so clean. Oh my goodness.
Water technique.
The water technique. Oh, and the fire technique. Oh, don't get me started.
Thunderclap. Thunder breath.
Thunder breath. Oh my. When his dad is dancing with the flames. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it is. It is.
The animation
nice.
Is clean. Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, what would you rate this anime then?
I would rate this, so far, probably like a low 9 out of 10, because I feel like a lot of what we've been watching is still a lot of the buildup of the story, and there's probably a lot more good parts later, hopefully, never know. And so
you're like that one professor that refuses to give out the A. It's like always A minus.
I'm thinking 8.5 to 9 as well. I'm right there with you, Peter. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And I think for me, part of the reason is I love Tanjiro's character, but at the same time, I don't feel like there's enough depth to him. He's very like one-sided developed, right? Like we don't see too much of his anger and his angst and his hatred, because that's probably all there too. I don't know. I just feel like he's too perfect of a human.
Oh, okay. I kind of see that. But doesn't it make you want to like model after him?
Like, not really. I mean, there are points where I think he has too much of a sense of responsibility for whether it be his sister Nezuko or his family or just in humanity itself. And he's like, too much justice. It's not even like All Might justice where he like, you know, will righteously punish people. Tanjiro's like, oh man, like I don't want to do it at all, but I kind of have to.
Perhaps I think the difference in opinion might be because I'm not sure. I want to be careful with how I word this, but because I'm female and you guys are male, so with Tanjiro being so perfect as a guy, no? Am I going the wrong way right now?
I don't know. Is that a real person though? Like, does a real person really act like
No. Tanjiro? No. But it's like someone you would model after?
Maybe. And also maybe that's part of like a shonen aspect. Is Demon Slayer shonen? I actually don't know.
It is shonen.
So that's definitely like one of those shonen tropes, right?
Like never giving up?
Never giving up, persevering. Like the main character is going to fight for his sister. He's going to fight for his friends. He's going to fight for his family. And he's going to win in the end.
You know, one of the biggest thing that left a huge impression for this anime on me is that you don't really see a lot of the struggles that the protagonist goes through in other anime. Like this one, I think they really did a good job of showing how human Tanjiro was. I mean, you guys said that he seemed very perfect and like kind of like that. But for me, I saw him as very human. I guess you guys didn't feel the same way.
Yeah, I mean, there is the whole thing where he is struggling internally. I just want to see more of that is what I'm saying.
I mean, David, I feel like he likes a lot of the psychological animes, right? So he really likes the depth in the stories. And not all shonens really do that. I know David, you know, like Steins Gate and Psycho Pass, where there's like a lot of, you know, stuff going on and a lot of character development. And as I was saying before with my rating, the low 9 is because I don't think all the character development has happened yet. Although in the very beginning, the first episode was pretty heavy, right? And that brought a lot of development to Tanjiro. Like we figure out this has happened and we kind of see the guy he is, especially when he, I don't know if it was episode 1 or 2, but when he's like begging that guy not to kill Nezuko, right? And then seeing his resolve after that, and then his, you know, training arc and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. I enjoy shows that really portray the whole spectrum of that character and not just focus on any one point that much, because I want to see the person for fully who they are. But I guess that is hard to do in an anime series, even in general.
I see. So did anyone think it was unique that when they portray Tanjiro and whatever he says, like, for example, when he's carrying Nezuko on his back and he's like trudging through the snow in the first episode and he says like, I can't breathe, the air's so icy, my lungs hurt, but I have to keep moving forward. Like, I personally felt like I couldn't breathe and my lungs were squeezing. So did you feel like that was unique to Demon Slayer, or you've seen it in other anime as well?
Actually, as I was rewatching this series for preparation of this podcast, I thought it was very interesting on how descriptive they were. Just kind of how you're saying, right, when he was saying like his lungs are, what was it, like they're freezing or they're squeezing, that he's, it's icy. And then the actual voice actors are actually like huffing. I was like, oh, he's actually like panting while he's doing his thought process. Because usually whenever they go to like their inner thoughts, like everything kind of just gets.
Oh, yeah. It goes all out. Clear for some yeah, reason.
It goes all clear. But then they have it even in the background, like him panting and being very exhausted. And so I thought that was definitely really unique to a shonen.
Yeah, I think the whole like, oh, it's getting cold or it's getting dark. They usually have that in a lot of anime, especially when someone's dying, right? Or someone just got defeated and they're laying down. But I've never actually thought about that, about the I can't breathe. Oh, this is so tiring. My legs don't work. I'm not sure if that description is in other anime I've watched. I'm sure there is. I've just never recognized it or realized it and thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Like, there was another moment I wanted to share, like on episode 13 when he's fighting the Suzumi drum demon. He like has a moment where he broke his ribs and he's like saying, whenever I dig in, the broken parts creak and I can't muster my strength. And then he's like having self-doubt, like, can I beat him? But in the end, he like decides that because he's the eldest son, that's why he can withstand it. And that's probably why you guys said it was kind of where he was too perfect, right? Like that burden on him being the eldest son, like, I have to do this. I have to protect my sister and everything like that.
Well, personally, I don't mind that. I think that's good development for him. I'm just saying in terms of that, like I want to see more of the negative side of Tanjiro as well. I do want to see the side of him. And I think now that you mentioned that, I don't think I've ever seen an anime where the main character does do that kind of thought process. Oh, my lungs feel like they're creaking. Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. When I hear him say those things, it kind of makes me self-reflect on how I live my life, whether it's like how much effort I put into in like a relationship or job setting or school grades or whatever. It's like it kind of made me realize nothing comes free, seeing how much Tanjiro goes through everything and how he describes all of his hardships.
Yeah, definitely a price is usually paid in some way or form, whether it's by you or by your parents or by your peers. I would say a lot of things in life don't come free. They're worked for. Like someone has put in the effort for it. If not you, then somebody else.
That's a trope that I really like in all anime. This is why I'm a big fan of like the recent sports animes that have come out, like Haikyuu, and even I guess you can say Chihaya Furu, but that's not recent. But more of how there's like a team effort, and even though they're not good, and that's how most of those like TV, the anime starts, they all go through this big struggle and then they get better together. And I think that's something that Tanjiro's doing. And that's not something that always happens in all of shonen anime. Either one, they're like really strong, right? Just like from the beginning, they just learn they have a latent power. Or they're weak and they suddenly get like a strong power. But Tanjiro is a guy who is like literally starting from the bottom and now he's here. And so
started from the bottom, now we here.
Yeah. And it's always for me, it's having played like team sports all my life too, and loving the movie Remember the Titans, that's something that I really like have emotional attachment to. And that's something that I really like about like this anime and how it's just very relatable and like how you have to try hard, whether it be, you know, in school, at your work, or, you know, in your own spiritual life and all of that. We're all striving for something. And then you can see the success. You can see the growth in it that happens at the end.
I love the fact that you pointed how that they don't use the deus ex machina, where there's no possible solution for the main character, and then something crazy happens and he gets a special power to defeat the enemy. Or at least they don't use it in a way that's just fantastical. Is that the right word? That's just out of the blue. Like, there's no way this could happen, but suddenly he gets this special, like Bleach, right? Bleach is the prime example of this.
A prime example.
But even with Tanjiro, when he goes from his water form and then he recalls his father about how he did this fire dance and then suddenly it changes into fire. Like, for me, that was a huge hype moment. I don't normally get hyped up while I'm watching shows, but they did that so well to where I didn't feel any of the, wow, that's just a Deus Ex Machina being used. I felt, this is awesome. And Tanjiro is so cool. And this show is great. And that animation is crazy.
Yeah, the coolest thing about that episode too, I don't know if you've noticed or read things about it, but how in the beginning when Zenitsu's like, you know, just lying there and then that butterfly Hashira swordsman comes and she says something about how when people are about to die, they see their entire lives flashing before their eyes because they're trying to find something in their life that can get them out of that situation. She says that in the beginning of the that episode.
Yeah, that was an interesting point. Yeah, that's an interesting point.
And then when it goes to that point when Tanjiro is about to die, he goes back to his dad and you're like, man.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, they did that. I didn't catch that either.
I didn't catch that. Oh, that is good. That is good.
They related something from the beginning that you thought was like, oh, she's just saying this thing, you know, because Zenitsu kind of did it, I guess, looking back at his grandpa training him. But then it was more of like a foreshadowing to Tanjiro, like remembering his dad and all of that. And that is really mind-blowing, like in directing, plus all the animation, plus the story. Everything was just like so well put together.
One of the parts in the show that left an impression on me, of course, a lot of the parts did, and I really love the anime as a whole. But there's one thing that irked me, and it's in one of the most recent episodes that I've aired so far, where the spider guy, who's the spider guy? The main bad guy, spider guy?
Rui.
Oh, yeah, it's Rui. So Rui has finally been defeated. He's in his dying process, and he's going through his memories. And finally, you know, he gets to be with his parents, right? There's that scene where he's with his parents, and he tells them, but I've done so much evil, I'm going to hell now, so I can't be with you guys. And then the parents come and they say, basically, hey, it's okay, we'll go to hell with you. And that really was a sweet moment, right, in the anime, because it's like, oh man, the parents love him so much, so they want to spend eternity with him. But that actually made me think, no, that's actually idolatry. That's putting your child above God. You're saying you would choose your child rather than choosing to spend your eternity with God, which is really sinning against him, right? It's not putting God first. So it was weird because at that moment, instead of it being the sweet, aw moment, I thought, wow, that's blasphemy.
Interesting. I haven't thought about it that way at all. It was just like a heart-wrenching, like heartwarming.
Right.
Feeling.
Yeah. So that's what it's supposed to be. But when I really thought about it with my mindset, right, as a pastor, I was like, man, that is really the totally wrong reaction to have, even though within the anime, of course, it makes total sense. And if you're not thinking about the implications of heaven and hell and who God is, it's okay to think like that. Right. But with my understanding, I was just, oh, that. It stuck out to me. It really did.
But what about Tanjiro's love for all the people that he meets, even like the demons, right? There's like this time where when he meets the main bad guy, I can't remember his name, but then he's like trying to save that one guy. He turned into a demon. And then the police are like trying to like tell Tanjiro to get off him. And he's like, no, like, I don't want this man to kill anyone. And then those other two demons, I'm so sorry, I can't remember these people's names. But that woman was like, oh, that demon woman was like, oh, like, he thinks that he's a man, not a demon, right?
Yeah, the medical lady, right?
Yeah. And every time he kills...
Tamayo.
Tamayo, yeah. And every time he kills one of the demons, he always senses their despair and their agony every time. And he always has that emotional attachment. And you also see that when the Hashira guy, the really strong dude in the beginning who sends him to the master, is like, why do you have so many emotions? Like, you don't need these emotions. Like, they're demons. Just kill them. It's like, you don't need that, right? They're not people. But he's like, no. Like, I can sense, like, you know, they're people and they had emotions. They were people before.
Yeah, this is something that I talked to Tweak about, where I really appreciated his love for all the people that he meets. And even with the demons that he meets, it's like they had a past. They were once human. And he feels for them. And I think that empathy is something that we're really lacking as a society. We don't empathize truly enough with the other people around us. Maybe it's the media that has calloused our hearts. And so even with shootings and stuff like that, we don't really feel that much hurt and despair and grief over it. Maybe we've been jaded. Maybe we're just calloused. I don't know. But it was so refreshing to see Tanjiro see all those people in that kind of light. I really like how they showed his love for people, for humanity.
Yeah, I really think empathy is super important in our lives. It's how we can truly love one another, being able to feel what they feel and go what they go through. It's like being in their shoes, you know? I think that's a great lesson we can apply for this upcoming week and something we should all strive to do. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We're so glad everyone could join us, and we hope to hear from you guys next time. Remember to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play, and leave us a comment. This is the Tanglecast signing off. Plus Ultra.